talk about on Radio Kerry.
Now, you might have heard a story in the news about 2 weeks ago, and it was kind of a sad story in a way, because it was about an elderly gentleman in Dublin who had to be rescued from his home. There was a fire in his home and he had to be rescued by Dublin Fire Brigade, but they had a terrible job getting to him to bring him out because there was so much stuff in his home. And he hoards and hoards and hoards everything from newspapers to boxes to clutter to rubbish, and his house was, he could hardly move in the house. Well, apparently Dublin Fire Brigade said that this is a surprisingly common issue. There are people out there who have actual psychological problems to do with hoarding. Now, I thought this was very interesting because we all have clutter in our house, but when does it stop becoming just clutter and start becoming a genuine psychological problem called hoarding? Well, I had a very interesting conversation earlier today with Brona Toomey from Cork. Now, Brona runs a decluttering service called Clutter to Calm, and it pretty much does exactly what it says on the tin. But at the outset, I asked Brona to explain to us the difference between clutter and the more serious problem of hoarding.
Clutter is anything that you don't want to use or need, you know, that is in your house. And that can happen anytime in your lifetime. It can happen just after a busy weekend, or it can happen after a very stressful event. So clutter is things that you don't use or need that are in front of you and causing you, I suppose, a bit of distress because you're looking at them and you're tired of them or they're in your way. Whereas hoarding really is a difficulty, a persistent difficulty, letting go of possessions because of a perceived need to save them. So it's a person with hoarding disorder will experience distress at the mere thought of getting rid of those items, whereas clutter really is just things that build up. And hoarding really needs more professional help. So my job really is to help both clients, so clients who might be very, very busy and just haven't had time to clear their clutter. And also I help people who have this hoarding disorder, and after liaising with a psychiatrist, we can provide a program that'll help them work through that clutter.
Let's just say somebody employs you and they just have a clutter problem. They have rooms full of stuff in their houses and they don't know where to begin. Can you talk us through roughly what you do with them? What kind of steps do you take?
Yeah. Chat first and see where the hotspots are and where the main clutter is annoying them. So I suppose Rome wasn't built in a day. So if you are upset or worried about your entire house, it's good to just focus on some hotspots. So if you're not cooking, say, your meals in the kitchen, it might be a good place to start to declutter your cupboards to help you, you know, make healthier choices and make healthier meals. So we identify kind of the hot spots because it can take a good time to declutter a kitchen. A lot of people might think that it's quite easy and quick to do, but it's not. Every item needs to be looked at and decided on. So we set goals, then we write down the goals because it's good to set it down in concrete so we can refer back to it. A lot of people love to work on a timer, so that we'd set a timer on the phone to work in hour-long shifts. So you can see how much you can actually get done in an hour, which is great. So it reminds us when we're decluttering ourselves at home that, yeah, I can get a lot done in even 10 minutes. So my job is to then help the person get to it. So I hold the items as well as the person, and we ask questions about, you know, do I like this? Do I need it? Have I used it in a while? You know, was it a present that it was given to me, but I really don't use it a lot? So can I get it? Can I donate it? Can I give it away? Can I reuse it or give it to charity? So we ask a lot of questions that prompt responses. And then sometimes, say if it's with sentimental items, a lot of emotions can come up. So we ask questions, I ask questions about, you know, what emotion is coming up, because the person might be getting distressed or quiet or upset, and then we decide what we're going to do with that item.
Yeah, and that's kind of it, isn't it? We and I know this from myself, that you kind of, we're reluctant to give things away or throw things out, because you kind of, in the back of your head, you're saying, Asher, I might want that someday. And then everything falls into that category all of a sudden, and then you have the clutter.
Exactly, yeah. The clutter, I suppose, is the decision. So if you feel it's a just-in-case item, it needs a place. So that's really the key, is to have a place for the item. Whereas, you know, if we just keep putting it in the drawer or in the cupboard or in the bedroom, it really doesn't have a place to go. So, you know, there's a difference between, you know, having 16 water bottles, and just in case I have, you know, people over and we're going on a picnic, rather than having, you know, a couple in the cupboard, which is more, you know,
more useful.
Because those things take up room.
And what are the kind of things you've come across, Brona, that people are more inclined to accumulate?
Yeah, I mean, there's lots. I mean, you know, we all have various interests, hobbies, you know, collections and obsessions. So it ranges. Somebody could have a real keen interest in perfume and lots, you know, likes to buy a lot of perfume, but mightn't get a chance to use all of those. To other people who are, you know, obsessed with pens and collect a lot of pens for stationery. So, you know, it's a wide range of clients that were, you know, are showing me, I suppose, their most intimate items in their house. And, you know, there's it can be very interesting as to why people can gather and collect. Mm. But, you know, at the moment, it would have been post-COVID. There's a lot of exercise equipment that would have been bought in the thought of, you know, I need to get fit. And because we have a restriction on things, you know, people need to buy gym equipment. So now they're letting go, because they're able to get out and go to the gym again.
Mm.
So it varies from what's happening around, what's happening in the world.
Yeah, and it must be a huge sense of satisfaction for the person when you're finished and they can see the floors again and see light
exactly,
at the end of the tunnel.
Yeah. I mean, we're creating space to fit, you know, their lives. So, you know, if you're a creative person and you've always wanted a space to paint, you know, letting go of items that are in the way to create that space is brilliant. You know, for people who've lost weight, letting go of the clothes that previously they would have had is great. So they can, you know, really enjoy their new wardrobe. And obviously we're thinking of the environment and sustainability, you know, which is prominent at the moment and for the future. You know, the most sustainable thing you can do is to use up what you have already. And that's very comforting for people. So that's what I'd say, you know, use it up, wear it out, make do or do without. And then I say, you know, forgive and save if you really need to get it. So there's lots of handy tips along the way. And it's so satisfying. That's why I do what I do, because I see the joy and, you know, you're changing the way they're living. They can step out the door and know that when they're coming home, they can turn the key and things are going to be a lot more relaxed, because, you know, your home space should be a reflection of you, and it should be a calm, you know, relaxed place that you want to go home to in the evenings and not avoid.
Exactly, that's true. I guess for anybody who can't maybe employ someone like yourself for whatever reason, what tips would you give them for just making a start on it?
Yeah, I mean, if it's a place or like a specific room that you need to get at, it's really about dedicating time. A lot of the time, what stops people is the chaos. so they know if they have to get into this bedroom or this wardrobe or this cupboard, there's going to be a bit of chaos because they have to pull things out. So it's making time so that you're okay with the chaos. You know, if it's a big project, it could be a couple of weeks. If it's a drawer, it could be just 10 minutes. So it's getting bags and boxes ready for where you want to put the items, to transport them to, you know, a charity shop or to bring them upstairs even. You know, setting goals. A lot of people work well to music, so put on real pumped music to get you going, because a lot of the time it's, you know, it's actually physically moving. You know, you come home, you want to be relaxed, but actually this is another job that you physically have to get going. So it's asking questions then about, do I need it, do I love it, do I want it, and putting it in a bag that has a label on it, donate, you know, give away, sell, recycle, you know, whatever it is, be prepared first rather than pulling everything out and then, you know, being in the chaos and then just giving up, because that's what can happen, is you just give up.
Yeah, or get distracted, or you start decluttering and you come across an old photo album,
yeah,
or, and the next thing, a half an hour has gone by and you've nothing done.
And sometimes that's the magic of decluttering, because you go down a story where or a memory you've forgotten, and it's like Christmas. You're pulling out a card, or you've found something that you thought you'd lost. So there's a positive to that too. And you can just say, well, look, I got distracted with that, but let's make a decision on it. And, you know, I'll make time to come back to it. So there is a kind of a little joy in it. You know, so that it doesn't have to be a negative all the time, but
okay. Well, listen, we're nearly out of time, Brona, but if people want to find out more about your service, you have a website?
I do. It's clutter2cam, the number two, clutter2cam.ie, and I'm on Facebook as well and Instagram.
And that was Brona Toomey from Cork, who runs the decluttering service Clutter to Calm, speaking to me earlier today.
Talk about on Radio Kerry.